Just a minute. I have to tell you, I went to Menards.
Yeah.
And I got a hold of a guy in the paint section. And he said, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't get anything else because you won't be satisfied because Lou told you so.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my pads.
Welcome back.
Some nights I call it a draw.
The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Here until 10 o'clock this morning. Then John Williams makes his way in for the John Williams Show from 10 until noon.
He just brought donuts.
Who just brought donuts in?
It's been a while.
And he is trending on Twitter with his escapades of Bingo the Wiener Dog. And his, I believe, calls it his G4 stroller.
G7.
G7? Oh, he's upgraded.
Yeah, next week, G10.
Well, I told him, I think I retweeted one of his tweets because I think his dog took on the surf or something like that. And I think he needs to trend since the dog's name is Bingo, his hashtag should be, there was a man who had a dog. Right? That's the hashtag. Get it?
Get it? Yeah.
Right. You know, took a while. I'm old. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before you get back to your phone calls, do you now see that this is something perhaps Sam and myself, Lindsay, maybe too?
Where are you going with this?
Don't use this item a lot. An item like this, our Noodaloo too, because
lint roller.
Nope. No. Because we are not. We are not.
I thought that was me, cue.
No. We are not vertically challenged.
Oh, because we're tall.
Right.
Got it.
Take a listen to this Noodaloo, too.
This week's Noodaloo 2 is a stool. That's right, a stepping stool. Hard to get excited about a stepping stool, you say? Well, has Lou ever steered you wrong? Do you really think Lou would talk about some average run-of-the-mill step stool? No! So what makes the safety stool different from other stools on the market? Well, we're here to tell you. Safety Stool has an anti-tip design, non-slip surface, and a skid-proof bottom. There aren't any sharp edges, and it has a 500-pound load capacity. Plus, it comes in a variety of colors, and it's made from polypropylene, which is almost indestructible. Not only is it safe, it's lightweight, coming in at only 3.3 pounds. So, who exactly is going to benefit from having a safety stool? The short answer is everyone. Just about every household needs a stool at one point or another for those hard-to-reach items or areas. I, for one, can say my two little girls are constantly tipping their step stool they stand on when brushing their teeth. I swear one of these days I'm going to walk in and their teeth are going to be on the floor. Now, this isn't the cheapest stool on the market, but it's cheaper than a trip to the dentist to fix those teeth. The safety stool runs for about $30 on Amazon. Unlike your standard step stool, the safety stool doesn't have legs, and with the patent-pending angles used on all four sides, it eliminates the issue of tipping over. You can flip it and use it as a potting bucket, as a carrier for your gardening supplies, a little cooler for your favorite bevies at the beach, even a great stepper for exercise. To find out more, you can visit their website at safetystool.com, or you can click on over to Lou's Facebook page. I'm going to put a link and a picture up right now. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I'm telling you, it's one of those things, Lindsay, when I saw the step stool, I'm like, it's such a simple design. But it can hold up to 500 pounds.
Yes.
Sam and I could climb on top of that thing, no problem. We'd be close, but we could do it.
No way.
Well, sure.
Three of us could get up there together.
Yeah. Well, you don't know how much I weigh.
True.
I'm like 170. I'm like 170.
No, you're not.
All right, 175.
Okay, that's
Jeez,
better.
Jeez, come on. Thanks. Make giving my real weight on the air. That's like so rude. It comes in fun colors.
It's just one of those things. When you pointed it out to me, I was like, oh, okay, still. But then when I'm thinking about it, and I mentioned that in the piece, my girls are constantly tipping over their step stools that they have in the bathroom when they brush their teeth. And one of these days, someone's going to hurt themselves.
How much is it?
It's like $20-$25, I think. I can't remember what I said.
You remember years ago, we may have done a Noodaloo 2 for a different step stool that was like the old library stools that are like the two steps, and they had wheels, and when you stepped on them, you pushed down, and they're cool looking, but they were really expensive. Now, we have one. We still have one that I'm constantly fixing the wheels, like the wheels bend and stuff. But this thing, I think, is so cool, and it's just a step stool. But in particular, for those we're getting a little older, and I do use a step stool. We have a couple cabinets in our kitchen
there. Of course, everyone does.
I do. But, I mean, we have a cabinet over the top of our fridge that where we keep, you know, bowls or whatever that we don't normally use, you know, or whatever, and except when we're entertaining, which seems to be always. But I use a step stool to get up over the top of that. And the chance of you falling, in particular as we all get a little older, and, you know, you want something, you don't want to fall because the stool fails. This thing is almost, you know, not, of course, nothing's fail-proof, but it works really well. And it's affordable as far as I'm concerned. Hey, Lindsay, can you figure out a way for me to change my phone number? Because remember that Steve Alexander, the guy we fired that used to do the news? Remember him?
Vaguely.
Vaguely, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just texted me, said, 170 pounds, what year was that? Make sure that he never calls or texts or if he ever calls, don't take his call.
He's deleted from my phone.
Yeah, he is. You know what he is?
Unless he says something nice to me.
Dead to me. He's dead to me.
This escalated real quickly.
Right. Please get one of those step stools so I can throw it at him. All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.